Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Hello.
Hi.
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 Welcome to Unfiltered.
I love this.
Do you need to do it right now to get it out of your system?
Love this.
Oh, wow. That was fast. See, I was nervous because it's like they say you can, but I think someone's going to propel down from the rafters and be like, you're fired.
Wow, that felt so good.
Kennedy?
No, I'm not going to.
You're not going to at all, ever?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I'm not going to do it just because I can, I guess.
I'm
going to
do it one time.
I just don't, but like, that's not why we're here, in my opinion.
No, it's not.
So, but, you know.
I don't know. It felt good. You should try it.
You know, we've spent...
I'm far too close to the microphone that we go on the air with. It's really freaking me out.
We've spent our entire careers trying to be aware of what we say because obviously things slip.
Yeah, and it costs you $250,000.
Yeah.
Your job, your career, your life, you know,
that's
all of it.
That's real talk there, people.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, FCC don't play.
Yeah, and so to come into a studio and then just be allowed to use whatever language you want to use. Like, I don't use that language anymore because of having a 9-year-old son around the house. I kind of committed to not using it just because I was like, well, if I use it away, then when I'm around him, it'll slip. It's still every once in a while it slips.
I have not heard you swear in months.
Every once in a while. I almost did
Carson
on the air.
Carson talks like a 10-year-old.
It's hard.
What the F, man?
He does.
It's true.
The bleeping heck.
All right, so the idea of the Unfiltered podcast is to maybe talk about some of the things that we don't get to talk about on the show because obviously we have a limited amount of time. We have to try and pick the best of the best, and a lot of things just fall by the wayside.
So here's the garbage, the detritus, if you will.
Well, it's not even the garbage because sometimes, like, you might love something and then the three of us go, meh. Or, you know, so
that never happens.
Yeah, it's like a pitch room in the morning trying to get your ideas on.
It is. We all get together and we go, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And you might think it's the greatest idea ever. And then everybody in the room looks around and you go, what else you got? Right. So that happens all the time. So the idea was this would be an opportunity for us to get to some of those things that we don't get to every day on the show. We're going to do this every day. It's going to be about 20 minutes long. It's unfiltered. It is NSFW, as already evidenced by Dan and Annie.
Good thing you said that beforehand.
Oh, I did. I said it at the beginning as well.
Did you?
Yeah, right after she swore, I think.
Right after she swore. That's where it belongs.
There we go.
Absolutely where it belongs.
Kennedy, you're up first. What do you have?
Okay, well, I just saw this somewhere and I thought it was funny.
Okay.
So a robber comes into your house.
Oh,
all he takes is what's on top of your refrigerator. What does he get?
Booze. There's so much booze.
On top of your fridge?
Yeah, that's where the liquor cabinet is.
In the cabinet. Well, there's...
Take either one. But I just have a bunch of craps on top of my refrigerator.
Yeah, you do. You have a tray.
So I have a cabinet over top of my refrigerator, and inside there is all of the things that you only use once a year. We have a big bucket of the once-a-year cooking stuff.
Like a flashlight?
No, the cooking stuff.
Oh.
So
it's like 4th of July based or Thanksgiving based or whatever.
Yes.
Or seasonal is what that's called.
The platters of it all.
Yeah, so sure. We have, like, once in a while we decide to remember to pull out the things you put in the end of the ears of cobs of corn.
Right.
Right? There's the...
But how else do you eat it?
Huh?
How else do you eat it?
With our hands.
What's just, wrong with you?
Once a year we remember those things.
Animals.
Savage.
We have the lobster eating kit. We have the sushi rolling kit.
Well, that's just pointless.
There's a lot of kits.
Nobody does that.
No, there's a lot of kits. And again, they come out like once a year. There's a lot of cooking trays. So if we have people over.
Gee, I'm really sad I'm not married anymore.
Yeah, we have like the one that is just for deviled eggs. We have
Well,
three.
That one you need because they slide all over the place.
You don't need your deviled eggs sliding
so
all
you
over
have
the
a p- useless shit cabinet.
Well, but it's for baking and cooking. Yes, that is. And it, the fancy stuff is in there, too.
How about you, Dan?
I have a cabinet above my fridge, too, and there's just nothing. There's nothing. We don't really use that one. I think there's a lighter for the grill and a box with I don't even know what in it.
Because I have an older house, so I actually have a refrigerator that I actually put stuff on top of. Mm-hmm. I have boxes of Sharpies. I have Kowloon Scorpion Bowls times two.
Ooh, yep. I keep that in my bedroom for close purposes.
I have numerous dog poop bags.
Yep.
And then I have my weed tray.
She does have her weed tray. I can picture my mom kept her.
And on that weed tray, it's a big weed tray.
Oh.
You'll find weed. Okay. Hermetically sealed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Papers.
Okay, now that we're unfiltered here, I've never asked this question, and I've always wondered it.
Yes.
About how much do you imbibe daily of the marijuana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, truthfully, yes. Probably a couple of grams. Like just a
couple grams a day?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
is that?
Not a lot.
That's an impressive.
That would be like half of like the gummies that you get at the place were probably
It's like 5 grams.
Five.
Yeah. Sure.
I probably half that.
Oh, it's like 2.5 grams a day.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get high with it.
Kept it on a plate under the couch. That was how I found
Elvis
mom's first
would eat
stash.
That, and then he'd be dead. So that would never.
Well, you would think she wouldn't stash it under the couch with kids in the house. Yeah. Like there was two of us.
I accidentally ratted out my brother when I was too young to know it. I found his bong he had hidden under the futon when I was like six, and I didn't know what it is, so I pulled it out and I was like, "Dad, what's this?"
Dan, you only have to open up my fridge to find mine, and it's the cleanest glass in my house.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for playing.
That was really great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kennedy.
What's that?
Does anybody here live on a budget?
No.
Does anybody pay attention to their budget?
I've tried more recently to really like watch what I spend my money on and to like make decisions based on if like trying to save more.
Yeah. Like we so my wife has nothing to do with the finances in my house, okay? She just every couple weeks will say to me, "Are we okay?"
You're the bookkeeper?
Yep.
Not the lady with the master's degree?
Nope, not at all.
Interesting.
I keep track of it all. She doesn't even have access to all the accounts we have.
What?
Yeah, it's just.
So, do you pay your bills automatically every month?
Some of them are automatically. Some of them I have to go in and send a check. So, I pay 98% of the bills. I do all of it every month. And so, we are now trying to get on a really strict budget. And I mean, watching every single penny that we spend. We have downloaded this app, the Dave Ramsey guy. You know the Dave Ramsey guy?
No.
Oh, look up Dave Ramsey.
No, is he a money guy?
He's a money guy.
I don't want to talk about money guys.
He is the money guy. He's probably on like 7,000 radio stations as the money guy. And so he has this entire universe of budgeting, paying off your credit cards, you know, all of these things. And we had read one of his books a couple years ago, and it helped us get rid of a lot of our credit card debt. But now we want to tighten up on the budget. So we download this app, and I say to my wife, I'm like, we now have to pay attention to this budget because if we don't, like, we're done.
Yeah.
And so you have to put in every dollar you've earned and every dollar you're spending. But that wasn't what bothered me about living on the budget. What bothered me about living on this budget now is realizing where I spend most of my money because I can now see it. Right? What do you think it is? What do you think you spend most of your money on?
Oh, I know what I spend most of my money on.
Where's most of your money spent?
Outside in restaurants.
Right.
By about 70%.
Annie?
Yeah. Well, I guess not right now, but it would be bars. Like every weekend, I would be spending at least $100.
Yeah, I go out every day of my life.
Dan?
Yeah, it used to be takeout and partying, and now it's expensive meats to smoke.
Yes.
Expensive meats.
Because my life has changed a lot in the last couple of years.
No, it's the liquor store for me.
Oh,
the
for
liquor
sure.
store and anything having to do with cable or entertainment or movies. I mean, my cable bill every month with the internet and the movies we watch and the downloading of the movies or whatever and all of the subscription services.
Well, you buy a lot of movies like for $20 on demand too, I've noticed.
Not a lot, but like once a month we'll do it. I'd say where we buy a $20 movie since we've been in pandemic. But that was the hardest thing is just seeing like, wow.
Right.
The liquor store. Holy smokes. We could afford to buy like all sorts of things. If we quit drinking alcohol.
Yeah, but then you'd be boring.
But it's lame.
Look, everybody has their kind of medicine.
I know.
It's okay.
I know. No, I'm not saying it was just like shocking to me when I saw it in the budget. It gives you the percentage of what you're spending.
Oh my God, American Express does it for me every month. And they're like, honey.
I've been going to the Packy so often that the guy's like, you're back again?
You ever go in like two or three times in the same day and you're like, it's me again. I have no morals.
You're not going in there with a hooker. I'm like, you have morals.
He's like, you just bought 30
having
beers.
Having drinks is not a morality thing. That's okay. Coming to work drunk is an ethical thing, but that's all.
Well, happens.
Nobody's perfect.
No. No, we are not.
Annie? The floor is yours.
I feel like, Kennedy, and I think you and I had this conversation. I feel like during this time, people are so critical of what you do. Like, I am so terrified to post anything on social media.
Ugh. Oh, same.
So I posted after Blackout Tuesday, obviously, like everybody here showed their support, and I posted a picture of myself on the beach, like maybe a week or a week and a half later, mm-hmm. and I was terrified that somebody was going to be like, oh, so you know, now it's okay to post a picture like this of yourself, like you're not paying enough attention to what's going on in the world, you're out here mm-hmm. drinking and just enjoying, which I don't know where the happy medium is, because I think I do a really good job of educating myself and trying to be an ally, but
right.
Does that mean I can't post a picture of myself on the beach? I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
But do you know what I mean? People
I do.
Are so unbelievably critical.
Yeah. I mean, especially doing what we do for a living.
Right.
You know, you're a target, to be sure. I know I said the same thing to you. I was like, I'm going to wait 2 weeks to post anything, and I think mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel you. But at the same time, life continues on, and I think yeah. everybody knows that, and we're all trying to be in this together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Event, so... And I know you. You are an ally.
Yeah.
So.
It's such a hard place to be right now because of cancel culture.
Right.
It is so
right.
easy to post something that you think is innocuous. And then next thing you know, like, you know, you're getting called into somebody's office and they're like, hey, you just posted this. What were you thinking?
Or just people responding on Instagram or Twitter thinking that they know you. I'm like, you have no idea who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, all we can do, I guess, is try and be.
Right.
You know, you go out there and show your best face forward and who mm-hmm. you are, and you're incredibly real.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody could doubt you that.
I'm like, I just want to show you guys my beach pics.
Which you should, because you look really good in a bathing suit.
I've been training for a marathon. Check
thirst
me out.
Traps only 2020. That's what we're doing here.
100%. That's how you boost those followers.
Daniel, always got my back.
All right, producer Dan.
We talked about this on the show a little bit today, but I want to delve deeper into it. And I think the fun part of this is we can say whatever we want
okay.
without the mixed banner kind of hanging over us.
Oh, okay. It's hanging. But
no,
go
it's
ahead.
Well, it's always hanging.
But
remember
not
that.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to say anything crazy.
Right.
But I want to delve deeper into the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff.
Right.
Do you think she's going to get killed?
Yes.
Because I think she's fucking dead.
I think it's going to be, she has to fear for her life.
Yeah.
Right? And because I think she has so many secrets. I agree with you. I just finished that documentary.
I haven't watched it yet.
And so it's only 4 parts. It doesn't take you a long time to get through. And, you know, walking away from that, what really scared me was how deep this thing went. And there are the people that we know of, you know, the Bill Clintons of the world, the Alan Dershowitzes of the world, the royalty that are involved. But this sounds like it could go even deeper than that, and some of the wealthiest and most powerful people in the world. And if you're going to spill the beans on people like that,
yeah.
your life is in danger.
I mean, he got killed in a cell with guards on 24-hour watch.
After he had already tried to commit suicide once.
And then everybody was just like, forgot about it in a month.
Well, yes. I feel like there are a lot of eyes on this now, though.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think that perhaps this sort of thing won't be getting away with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I went into the hospital, the first night I was there, I was in what they call the timeout room, quiet room they call it, because there was no other beds for me. And it's where they put people who are having an episode, if you will.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a giant window in it so that you can see through it all the time.
Yep.
There's nothing in it but a bed, you know, so you can't hurt yourself or others. And I was in there and I was like, yeah, there's no way Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, because there's no way.
Right.
I wasn't alone. I was on a 5-minute watch. There was no way.
Kennedy,
there's no way.
There's zero chance he killed himself.
No.
And nobody cares.
Well, no, he's a terrible person. So I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we don't care.
Blowing
the
up,
news cycles,
blowing
circles.
Up a pedophilia ring with the most powerful people
yep.
on the
so
planet.
So I'd like to hope that, like
so
I said,
crazy.
That there are so many eyes on this now.
Right.
That they can't. This can't happen again.
Well, Annie brought this to our attention. I don't think you've heard this yet, Dan, but they are now saying that she tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, they're already starting it.
Yeah, so that... was it that you read?
So the tweet was from... I think it was an article from The New Yorker, and they said how bad her symptoms were and that she's probably going to have to be put on a ventilator, a.k.a. they're going to kill her.
Right, she's going to go on the ventilator and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
She's done.
It's built in right there,
coronavirus. Yeah. Oh, done.
Oh.
That quickly.
How do you stop the most powerful people on the planet?
You can't. That's what really hurt my heart, was watching all of this and what a predator he was. and how they trafficked these women to these other predators, and how there's probably no chance you're ever going to stop this because these people are so wealthy. And he got his wealth from blackmailing these people. I mean, he blackmailed, he defrauded people. It's unbelievable. The guy that owned, was it Abercrombie and Fitch or something like that?
No, L Brands.
So what stores are those?
Victoria's Secret, Limited, Express.
Yeah, they say he stole like, I don't know, $30 or $40 million from that guy or
that's
something.
It. Oh, just a wild.
But why did he walk away from that? Because he obviously had dirt on that guy.
Right.
Well, we've decided not to follow through with this. Like, they decided not to go after him. Why?
I bet it goes deeper than any of us would even know.
The story about her having COVID is fake.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you got fake news.
What?
According to Snopes, yeah. And I believe what they say.
Yeah, Snopes is actually pretty good about it.
But look it.
Well, she's going to come down with a case of accidental something.
All right, there it is. There's our first ever Carson and Kennedy Unfiltered podcast. Thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of more swear words.
And scene.
So it is our idea that we're going to do this. I was thinking maybe we do this 4 days a week. Because Friday, I want to leave, if I'm being honest with you.
Sure.
Anybody else agree?
4 days a week is good with me.
4 days a week?
Yeah, whatever you guys want to do.
All right.
And 2 days, 1 day, whatever. It's fine.
And what time are we going to put it up? Like, I want it to go up the same time every day. Is there a way to make that happen?
Or well, that's up to you, champ. You're the one recording it over
champ?
There.
Yeah, but I rely on producer Dan to get it to that place. Like, I'll email it to you. After that, I don't know where it goes.
Well, Dan, then we can teach him how to put it in that place.
Sure.
That's fine. If I can do that from a computer right here.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I do.
Okay.
I think.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Then you don't know.
This podcast is going sideways quickly. Let's get out.
Balls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.